My name is Kenny Golliff, and I'm a senior at Kent Ridge High School. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Burning Line. In the story, an average man wakes up and during his morning routine notices strange happenings in his home and gets in his car to go to work, and the following happens. Scott went back in his car and turned on the engine. He backed out of the driveway and left the neighborhood. He pressed the radio button to turn on his usual station, but no song played. It was static. The station never had dead air. He listened to the static all the way to work, expecting it to change music at some point. It never did. Stuff like that happens, he thought. Airwaves get disrupted. Maybe the station went out of business over the weekend. Scott parked the car in the employee lot in front of his office building. Out of nowhere, the static and the radio turned off. He heard Erica's voice come in through the car's speakers. Scott? She asked. Scott, can you hear me? He couldn't let this one slide. It wasn't like the other stuff. Hearing his wife on the radio, that freaked him out. What is happening today? He asked the radio. Am I dreaming or something? I'm dreaming, right? Scott, you have to get out, Erica's voice said over more rising static. Of my car? Scott yelled. What are you talk- No, not your car, idiot. The world. Get to- Oh, crap, Dave, shoot it! Scott, get to the 41st floor. You'll find it there, okay? Get to the- Her voice abruptly cut out and the static came back. Then, in the back of his mind, he heard a few words enter his consciousness like a thought that wasn't his. Execute. Command. Active request. Start. Delete Erica. Delete Anna. Save Scott. Execute renewal. Execute process. Burning line. Suddenly, Scott couldn't remember his family anymore. He tried to think of them, but every time he remembered a detail, the memory ran further away. He ended up figuring that they never existed. Maybe he was just imagining it. Dreaming of having a better life than he did. Dreaming of a life that was just out of his grasp. He tended to do that when he was left to his own thoughts. Scott turned off the engine and got out of the car. He walked into the building and said a quick hello to the receptionist and got in the lobby elevator. Like always, he pressed the button to take him to floor 40, but he noticed another button with a 41 on it. He didn't remember seeing that one before, but that wasn't too strange. The elevator stopped and let Scott out at floor 40. He stepped into the office and sat down at his desk. "Morning, Scott," his friend Dave said as he walked by. "Have a good weekend? Do anything with the family?" "Hey, Dave," Scott said back. "No, my family's still in Vermont." "Vermont?" Dave asked. "I thought Erica and Anna were back here with you. Isn't that why you took Friday off?" "Erica and Anna?" Scott repeated. "Who are?" "Execute. Command. Active request. Start. Delete. Dave. Execute. Renewal. Continue process. Burning line. Rewind. 19 seconds. The elevator stopped and let Scott out at floor 40. He stepped into the office and sat at his desk. Scott turned on his computer and opened his email. He had one new message from someone called Erica. He didn't know anyone by that name. He was about to delete it before he read the subject line. Floor 41, urgent! He clicked open the email. 01101001011100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100 binary code, but he didn't know how to read it. He copied the string of numbers, opened up a browser on his computer, and pasted the message into a binary-to-text conversion website. The numbers changed into words. "It's your wife. Get to floor 41 now."